Good morning, everyone in Gainesville. It's Jeffrey Meldon welcoming you to a live edition of Law Talk Live. Man, we are having a great time here in Gainesville. This is a live show today, as most of ours are. And I want to invite everybody to give us a call. It's 877-975-9825. Give us a call regarding any question, legal or otherwise, and we'll give it a shot, see if we can answer it. Anyhow, big day for Gator sports today at 2 o'clock. The Gator baseball team is playing Miami at Condren Family Baseball Park. And wow, what a game last night. Gators top Miami 10-4 after going down 3-0 in the top of the first inning. It was quite a game. Everybody was starting to freak out a little bit when Miami hit a 3-run homer. Their big hitter, Morales, knocked one out of the park over 450 feet. Wow. Exit speed was over 110 miles an hour. Our pitcher, Brandon Sprout, was throwing 100-mile-an-hour pitches. It was a wild scene. Sold out. Sold out. Today, you can see them play at 2 o'clock. Tomorrow, the rubber game, if we need a rubber game, is at 12 o'clock. And it's going to be quite a scene there. Today is the biggest day, actually. So support our Gators and see some incredible baseball at a great park. And at 6 o'clock, the last game for the men's basketball team is happening. At 6 o'clock, LSU is coming to town. The Gators need a win to finish the last three games, 3-0. So let's support our Gators, and maybe they'll get lucky in the SEC tournament and win some games and getting into the big dance. Who knows? You never know what's going to happen. We got other stuff going on. The Lady Gator gymnastic team, number 2 in the country, lost last night by just like 0.2 of a point. To Oklahoma, which is ranked number 1 in the country. And these two teams are just incredible that year after year they go after each other. And whenever they play each other in an individual match, it's always within a few tenths of a point one way or another. So anyhow, that's what's going on. A lot of stuff. The softball team's on the road this week. So now's a great time to support the Gators because we got baseball and softball right across the street. They're both great teams, top 5 teams in the country. So let's do it. Anyhow, we are here at Law Talk Live, and I think my law partner and son, Carrie Meldon, is on the phone. How you doing today, Carrie?
Good morning, Dad. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Good.
How's everything going?
Great, great. We're getting ready for the weekend. Everything is going well. We've got a lot of stuff on tap for the next few weeks. So overall, though, there's some great concern with regards to the rights of Floridians that's coming up through the legislature in the next few weeks. I think the audience out there who's listening may be interested to know that it's going to affect them more so than almost anyone else. And it's something that everyone should have on their radar as it's going through Congress very, very quickly. As we all know, Florida has a supermajority of Republicans in both the House and the Senate, as well as the governor, who is a Republican as well. And they're pushing what they call tort reform, which honestly, tort reform is not a bad thing. It, in some ways, it can be very, very helpful if it decreases premiums on your insurance. But what's happening now is just going to be a complete windfall to the insurance companies, and it's going to affect small businesses and individuals across the state.
Yeah, let's talk about it. I know there's several different proposals out there. Carrie and I have been instrumental trying to protect the rights of citizens in the state of Florida as far as getting value for our insurance premiums. We always talk about getting uninsured motorist coverage because Florida's a weird duck in this country as far as insurance, and they're trying to make it now so that the value of your insurance policy for your automobile, truck is less than it was yesterday. So what are some of the proposals, Carrie, that concern us the most?
Well, the proposals that are currently before the Senate and the House have to do with, number one, only allowing individuals who are injured to reimburse basically government rates of Medicaid, a little bit over Medicaid or Medicare. So essentially, you know, your daughter is at a stop sign. She gets hit really hard. She loses her arm. She loses her leg. She suffers a serious injury. You have to take care of your daughter for the rest of your life. According to this new bill, instead of being able to have the person that hit her, the drunk driver, whoever hit her, pay for her health insurance and for all of her damages in the future, what they're going to say is you can only recover 1.4 Medicaid or 1.4 Medicare. They're not clear on that yet, but essentially it's going to be a very, very low reimbursement for both her past medicals, which she suffered due to an accident that was not her fault, and the future medicals. So who's going to be left holding the bag? It's probably going to be the taxpayers who are going to have to pay for her government insurance for the next 30, 40 years instead of her being able to buy her own insurance from the proceeds of the insurance company, which we all know the insurance companies are located in New York and Chicago, and they're basically professional Vegas gamblers. You know, they take your premiums in the event that if you get into an accident, you can make a claim. However, they never return those premiums if you don't make a claim. It's not like it's an investment. They're just taking those premiums in every month with no obligation to give them back. And so you can pay your insurance premiums for 30 years. And you think Geico or State Farm or Florida Farm Bureau is going to give you those premiums back? No. Now what they're trying to get the legislature, the House and the Senate to pass, and Governor DeSantis to sign, is a bill saying that if you get hit and you want to sue the other person's insurance company, you can only recover government medical benefits moving forward and in the past.
Carrie, we're going to have to go. Carrie, I want to take a break and pick up on this topic in just a few seconds. But I will tell you that the surgeons and doctors are going to be affected the most by this because
well, that's the biggest thing. Yes, doctors should be up in Tallahassee stomping their feet because they're going to make no money. You think they're going to treat you on Medicaid or Medicare? So basically, you're going to have to go to a clinic where there's 100 people in the waiting room to get treated by a doctor who hates his life and is barely just trying to get by. So that's what we're looking at, is we're reinstituting. The government wants to put in socialized medication for all people instead of having the private insurance companies pay for your health. We're going to have the government do it. So that's what it's looking like.
Well, we're going to be back in 60 seconds on Law Talk Live, and we'll pick up the discussion with my law partner, Carrie Meldon.
Everybody knows that Meldon Law is the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators. But since they opened their doors in 1971, they have been the community partner of Gainesville, Ocala, and North Central Florida. Meldon Law is there through all kinds of weather, with offices in Gainesville, Lake City, and Ocala. Meldon Law, we won't back down.
Okay, we're back on Law Talk Live. I'm talking with my son, Carrie Meldon. I am Jeffrey Meldon, founder of Meldon Law. And Carrie, we're talking about this new bill that's in Tallahassee in the legislature. And that, in fact, Carrie and I went up there a couple weeks ago to see what was going on, and we're very concerned about protecting the rights of Floridians. That's who's going to be affected.
It's actually, I'm going to interrupt you there because I want to get through my diatribe, Jeffrey, and we only have a limited amount of time. And I want to say this because I mean it. This is going to affect lawyers less than it would affect just normal individuals, and doctors are going to be affected way more than the lawyers. When they had a press conference a couple weeks ago in Tallahassee to discuss what they call these new tort reform bill, they said they said 90% of the lawyers are good and 10% of the ones that were bad. And they basically said five firms filed the majority of cases in Florida. The five firms you probably know are huge, you know, statewide firms that file that are the most litigious. And I understand nobody wants to see, you know, every single commercial, every single billboard full of lawyers. Honestly, if I could stop advertising tomorrow, I would. The only reason that we advertise at Meldon Law is we've been there for 50 years, and we have these out-of-towners coming into our market and putting stuff all over the place, and we will be out of business unless we have to pay for advertising. So for those listeners out there, I'm sorry if you have to see our billboards or listen to our commercials. We enjoy doing them, but honestly, it's an expense that I wish we didn't have to pay for, because the majority of our cases come from referrals and not from advertising anyway. So why would we want advertising? But if the Republicans were honest, they would just say, look, we're going to ban billboards, ban advertising for attorneys. Heck, ban advertising for insurance companies, ban advertising for Flo and for Geico and State Farm. Let the Supreme Court determine if it's a violation of the First Amendment. It used to be prior to, 1978, that attorney advertising was illegal because it was considered unprofessional, and the bar associations outlawed attorney advertising. Let them take it up again. If that's what the issue is that there's too many billboard lawyers, too many billboards, then get rid of the billboards. But don't get rid of medical care for individuals in the state of Florida. Don't take away the right to a jury. I mean, the Seventh Amendment protects every single person in this country with regards to their ability to have a jury trial if they want to have a jury trial. What this bill effectively does is it not only says that you can't present the real evidence in front of a jury, but it's going to essentially prevent any doctors that are willing to treat you if you've been injured in an accident, because they don't want to go and have to deal with all the mess and all the billing that comes with it. So essentially, from this day forward, all of those premiums that you're paying for your auto insurance is going to be almost worthless. It's like take your insurance policies and burn them in the fire. But guess what? Florida legislature makes you buy auto insurance. I mean, how un-American is that? You don't even have the choice. You have to buy auto insurance in the state of Florida. And there's other parts of this bill that's ridiculous too. I mean, motorcyclists in the state of Florida have the right to drive without a helmet. That's the right. That's the law. It was passed during, I think, Jeb Bush's tenure, and they said, look, if you have a motorcycle, you can drive without a helmet if you want to. Well, what the new law they're trying to pass is saying that if you don't drive with a helmet, then that could be used against you in your claim, and they can actually prevent paying you anything at all because you're not wearing a helmet while on a motorcycle. Well, how does that even make sense? I mean, Dad, can you tell me how that makes sense? How they pass a law saying that you don't have to have a helmet, but then they're saying that it could be used against you in front of a jury if you're not wearing a helmet?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's just a lack of common sense.
Well, what they're trying to do with is comparative negligence, so that they're going to blame the motorcycle rider who had no helmet on as being responsible for his head injury, and let the driver of the truck or car off the hook.
Right. They're also, you know, reducing the statute of limitations. So if you find out you have an injury more than 2 years after the fact, you can no longer bring a cause of action or bring a lawsuit. It used to be 4 years. This is an interesting one. They're saying that they're removing what's called comparative negligence. So in the state of Florida, we are traditionally a pure comparative negligence state, meaning that if whatever portion of fault that you are for the accident, you have to pay for. So if you're 5% at fault, you pay 5%. If you pay If you're 25% at fault, you pay 25% of whatever the verdict is. If you're 100% at fault, then you pay all 100%. Well, the new law is saying that if you're 49% or less at fault for the accident, you don't have to pay anything. You get a complete windfall, and you get to go home without paying a dime. So let's say two people are both speeding at a intersection, and a jury finds that one is 51% at fault, the other one's 49% at fault. The person who's at 49% at fault gets a complete windfall and doesn't have to pay for anything on the other side. So I understand. What I understand is if you're responsible for something, you have to pay for what you're responsible for. So if you're 49% responsible for something, then pay for 49% of that responsibility. To me, that makes sense. That's common sense. Everyone understands that. If you teach kindergartners, they will understand that if you take 30% of whatever the candy is in the dish, then you have to pay for that 30%. You don't pay for nothing just because it's less than 49%. So it makes, once again, this is making zero common sense. And all it is just a windfall for the insurance companies. The insurance companies that are out-of-state insurance companies that support politicians across the country, we all know they do it. We know that they pay politicians, and politicians will do whatever they can to support these huge insurance companies. But it doesn't help Floridians. It's not helping the doctors. And it's certainly not going to help the people believe in the justice system, because it's going to essentially limit the Seventh Amendment right to a jury trial. And so when you look at all of this stuff in a, you know, as a whole, what you realize is that none of these politicians have our best interests at heart. Now, are billboard lawyers crappy sometimes? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. There's a lot of really bad lawyers out there that sue and that they file frivolous lawsuits and damn them, you know, to hell if they're filing lawsuits that shouldn't be filed, right? They should have to pay for filing frivolous lawsuits. So let's make a law punishing lawyers for filing frivolous lawsuits. Let's make a law removing billboards or removing advertising. Let's attack the problem. Let's not attack the people and the doctors, and essentially limit your rights for insurance that you are required to purchase. This is not an option. Every single listener out there has to buy auto insurance if they own an automobile. This is not optional. And furthermore, guess what else is not in the bill? There's no provision saying that the insurance companies have to reduce their premiums. So
yeah, that's the biggest scam of all. Is
they're not going to reduce your premiums out there, guys. They're going to keep increasing them, because what do they care? They got the Republicans in their pocket. They got the congressmen in their pocket. They probably got the Democrats in their pocket too, because they got more money. Insurance companies are the wealthiest corporation in the world, whether it's America, whether it's Europe, whether it's Africa. They're professional Vegas gamblers. They take your money and they never give it back. And when you need it, they're going to challenge you. They're going to say, no, you don't get your money, even though you've been paying into the pot for how many years? To me, it's like, what? How has this wool been pulled over everyone's eyes?
Kerry, we're going to take a 60-second break. It sounds like you're on a roll, and we'll be back with Kerry Meldon and Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon, and we'll be back in 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Maria Youngblood, an attorney at Meldon Law and graduate from the University of Florida. Everybody knows that Meldon Law is the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators, but since we first opened our doors in 1971, we've been the community partner of Gainesville and North Central Florida. Meldon Law is there through all kinds of weather, with offices in Gainesville, Lake City, and Ocala. Learn more at MeldonLaw.com. Again, that's MeldonLaw.com. Meldon Law, we won't back down.
Welcome back to Meldon Law, and we're here at Law Talk Live with Kerry Meldon. I'm Jeffrey Meldon, and we are discussing what's going on in the state legislature as far as doing away with protection for consumers with regard to autos and trucks. Kerry, you on the line?
I'm still here. It's not just autos and trucks. It's also life insurance. It's health insurance. It's any type of insurance policy that a person has. Now, basically, there's no way to attack the insurance companies for acting in what's called bad faith. They're going to limit they're basically, this is crazy. This is another thing. The whole thing is insane to me. Now they're going to say, if your insurance company doesn't deal with the client in good faith, meaning that the insurance company doesn't pay out what they're supposed to pay out, then you have to file a lawsuit and then wait 90 days to file a notice of bad faith. So basically, this new bill is encouraging lawyers to file more lawsuits when insurance companies aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. When it used to be, you can file what's called a civil remedy notice with the Department of Insurance prior to the commencement of a lawsuit, and then give the insurance companies an opportunity to tender the full policy of the limit. And what? So without that threat of the insurance companies being held for not doing what they're supposed to be doing, they really have zero incentive to do the right thing. And here's the thing. This bill is going to pass. I mean, I might just be up in arms, but you know what? At least 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now, I can say we went to Tallahassee, we donated money to the fight, and we're talking about it right now. So that way, when I have people come up to me 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, and they say, how did this pass? How did you let this happen? I'm going to say, I did not let it happen. I did not let it happen. You can listen to what I said on March 5th, 2023, and I said it, and then we're all looking at, no, you can't get a doctor to treat you anymore, okay? Your insurance company premiums are still very, very high. You know, they're only going to pay you 80% on a life insurance policy because they have no repercussions for paying you the full 100%. They may just deny it by saying, oh, well, we don't think that you're entitled to life insurance for whatever reason. And good luck finding a lawyer that's going to represent you, because they're eliminating, you know, one-way attorney fees. So it used to be the insurance company would have to pay the attorney fees if they were wrong. Now, if the insurance company was right, then they wouldn't have to pay a dime, okay? And that's the whole thing that really is additionally frustrating, is that the jury system is the ones that are traditionally allowed to determine, you know, who pays who, right? And the juries listen to both arguments, both the citizen and the insurance company, and then they make their decision. These insurance companies act like they don't get the right to hire a lawyer. And trust me, they get the biggest and baddest lawyers throughout the nation to come down to Florida and try these cases, and they still get their butts whooped. So is that because the plaintiff lawyers in Florida are so good, or is it just because the insurance companies are wrong? So my thought is, it's because the insurance companies are mistreating people and they're just wrong. And so guess what? If you don't like the game, what do? You change the rules. And that's what's happening right now, is the insurance companies don't like the game because they keep losing. So they're going to take their ball, go home, change the rules, come back until they could win. And all it's going to do is hurt Florida citizens and hurt doctors. And you know what? At the end of the day, the lawyers are going to be fine. They always are fine. Not going to kill lawyers. You think John Morgan's going to go under? Hell no. He's going to be just fine. You think Dan Newland's going to go under? No, it's not designed to hurt him. All this is designed to do is increase the amount of money that insurance companies are able to keep in their coffers that they take out of your premiums every month. And I don't understand how this is even a Republican ideal. I mean, Republicans are about personal freedom, about getting government out of your life. So why are we creating more laws to protect insurance companies? I really think everyone out there, if they're interested, should really research this bill. And if you can find a provision where it says the insurance companies are going to decrease your premiums, please let me know, and I'll come on air and I'll apologize. There ain't nothing in there. I guarantee it.
So the bottom line is, if the value of your claim is $25,000, say right now, you know, hurricane comes through and your roof is torn off, and it's $25,000 to repair the damage to your home, and the insurance company offers $15,000 and wrongfully denies your claim for $25,000. You have to go out and hire a lawyer and pay the lawyer, even if you win, say a third or 40% of that $25,000,
yeah,
and you wind up with the $15,000 that or less that the
Correct.
Insurance company offered you. So it's basically if there's a $100,000 policy, the insurance company goes, we'll give you $70,000, even though it's worth more than three times what the $100,000 policy is, because it's going to cost you more in your attorney fees and costs to bring this case to a trial.
Correct. So basically, if they don't want to, if they want to deny your claim, the best thing you could do is get a law degree and represent yourself, because they're eliminating attorney fees now. So no attorneys are going to work for free. I mean, would anyone work for free? So the attorneys are going to be out of this industry completely, which is fine. I mean, it's just, you know, attorneys are going to figure out something. They've always figured out something else to do. It's not really going to hurt the attorneys. But what are you going to do when you get denied a claim and you have no one that's going to represent you, or no one good, for example, that's going to represent you against these insurance companies? You're going to be done. And you tell me you feel comfortable going to court against State Farm or Allstate or Geico, and you don't think that they know what they're doing? You don't think that they have the resources to hire the best and brightest?
Well, not only that, it's not like there's a financial crisis, because Geico and Progressive and State Farm and everybody else, Liberty Mutual, they're on TV 24/7 trying to get your business.
Almost as much as the lawyers.
Yeah.
See, their lawyers are right. So the insurance companies aren't struggling. They wouldn't be. Look, use your common sense once again. Would you advertise if you didn't feel like it was profitable? Of course not. Of course not. The reason that billboard lawyers advertise, because it's profitable. The reason that insurance puts Flow on the TV is because it's profitable. The reason they're putting the Gecko on the motorcycle, because they're making profit. This is just a complete windfall for the insurance companies. And like I said, do your own research. If you disagree with me, I'm happy to listen to what your argument is. But my argument is let the juries make the decision.
Yeah,
if they feel like the medical bills are inflated, let the juries make the decision.
Carrie, we got to go. I will tell you this. The people that this hurts the most are motorcycle riders. They're really getting the short end of the stick. So check it out. Go to your motorcycle association and see what they think about what's going on. Ride free. Anyhow, we're at the end of our show on Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon. If you need any help, give us a call, 352-373-8000, or go to meldonlaw.com. And we want to support our Gators, so we say, go Gators!